They read it in front of the Rechayim. That's where they read it. Ashelifnei Sharamayim, which is in front of the Sharamayim. See, oh, they read it outside in the Harabayim. But I call upon them, it's a kasha, according to the Tanakhama. Mashma, they read it in the Azor itself. So this Rav Chisda says, Amar Rav Chisda, B'yezras Noshim. No, you know what the Tanakhama means? Not that the Kohen Gadol used to read the Sefer Torah in the Azorah and Ezras Yisrael in the Machne Shechina, but outside in the Ezras Noshim, that's where he read the Sefer Torah. So therefore, there is a lot of sit down. There it doesn't have the Kedusha of the Machne Shechina. Then it says, V'kora Achre Mois V'ach V'yosar, that the Kohen Gadol on Yom Kippur used to learn these parshas. Remin V'hav Akasha. So he let Achre Mois, then he learned the parsha a few parshas later in Chav Gimel. One is in Vayikra Tezayin, and one is in Vayikra Chav Gimel. So Kura, he used to, has to be Gerlul, move the Sefer Torah around to get to the new place. So as Mashma by Kriya Sateri, you're allowed to do that. You're allowed to read in one Parsha, and then be Gerlul a little bit the Sefer Torah to get to another Parsha. For the Gemara Min, we have a Kasha on this. It's Alocha that it says, Medalgim Benovi, when you say the Haftarah from a Novi, there you're allowed to skip around Sukkim. But the end Medalgim Batarah, when you have a Kriya Satara from the Sefer Torah, you're not allowed to skip around. You're not allowed to say Psukim here, and then jump to Psukim later. So how could here the Kohen Gadol read from Vayikra Yud Gimel a Tezayin, and then skip to Vayikra Chav Gimel? Amar Rabbi Lakasha, I tell you, kan bichtei she yifsak haturgimin, kan bichtei she lo yifsak haturgimin. We know, like we have before the Mishnah, they used to have a Meturgimim, means the Bakur used to say one Pasuk, and stop. And then the Meturgim, the one that interpreted, he said it over and explained it in their language, what the Pasuk meant. See, if you have to be girdle to save a Torah to a new place, that you could get to the new place is not that far away, before the interpreter finishes saying his Pasuk, then it's Mutta. But if the place you have to turn to is very far away, that you won't get there by the time the Meturgim finishes, then you allow not allowed to do it. Therefore, there's no stira. Here, it wasn't so far away, they're both in Vayikra. There, the Kohen Gadol could change, move the Sefer Torah to the right place before the Meturgim, the interpreter, would finish his Pasuk. For the Gemara, no, there's not a good Teretz. For the Halacha Tanya, this Halacha itself, we learned that Medalgim Benovi V'yein Medalgim B'Torah. That you're allowed to move around when you say the Haftarah in the Novi, but you're not allowed to move around the Sefer Torah by Torah. And even though this is learned, V'yad Kama Medalgim, as even by a Novi, by the Haftarah, when you're allowed to move the Novi to find a new place, how far away can you move it to? Ad Kidei Shela Yivsak HaTurgimin. Even then, you're only allowed to move a Gerlub to a place where the Meturgim can get to. Because before the Meturgim finishes, you'll get there. Again, like you said, the Balkaris does one Pasuk, then the Meturgim interprets it. So if you could change to your new place before the Meturgim finishes his Pasuk, that's Mutta. But it says clearly in this Braisa that Mechlal de Betura Klal Klaloi, but this Braisa itself starts off. By Torah, you can't skip around at all. The Novi, you're allowed to skip around. And even by Novi, how far can you skip around? Only to a new place that you'll get there before the Meturgim finishes his Pasuk. So it's Mashma clearly, but by Torah though, when you have the Kriya Satorah, you can't skip from one place to another place, even if you'll get there before the Meturgim finishes. So it's Takasha on the Kohen Gadol. How was he allowed to move around the Sefer Torah on Yom Kippur from one place to another place? So Marantz is like this. Elo Omer Abaya. Abaya sounds like this. I'll tell you like Kasha, there's no steer here. Kan binyan echad, kan vishnein yon. A new teretz. That by Torah, when can you move from one place to another place? Only if it's one inyan. Like here by Yom Kippur, the Kohen Gadol used to read about the inyanim of Yom Kippur. It's one inyan. Here it's mutter. Mashenken, if it's two different inyanim, then the people will be mavuvul. You'll get them disturbed. So then you're not allowed to skip around, even though you can get there fast. That's the teretz. The kids is like this, when you're laying in the Sefer Torah, if it's talking about the same inyonim, like here on Yom Kippur, so that people won't get disturbed, then you're allowed to move from one place to another place, if you'll get there before the Meturgim finishes his Pasuk. Ma'ashen Ken, if it's two separate inyonim, then even though you can get there before the Meturgim finishes, nothing doing by Sefer Torah, you're not allowed to skip. Mashenkin by Novi comes out when saying the Aftero, even though it's too different than Yonim, there you are allowed to turn Begoylo the Novi to the new place as long as you can get there before the Maturgum finishes his Pusik. For your Tanya, now bring your proof or raya to this. We learned like this, but Tanya, this is a proof. We learned like this. Medalgim Batura Binyanecha, true, that you're allowed to skip around when you lay the Torah. In one Indian, if it's talking about the same Indian, like here on Yom Kippur, it's talking about the same Indian of Yom Kippur, you're allowed to skip around. Uvenovi though, Vishne Yonim. When he's saying the Aftari, even though it's two different than Yonim, two different things, still you're allowed to turn around, move it around. But Vikan, both by the Novi and by the Torah, when you're allowed to, it's only how far away? Vichdei Shala Yifsa Katurgumim. Only Vichdei that the Turgumim will not, before he finishes, his posik. So there was no tircha de tzibura. The tzibur now is listening to the interpreter say over the posik. While he's saying over his posik, the one that's laying has a right to be girl with Sefer Torah to the new place that will get there before the Maturgum finishes. But again, by Torah it's only if it's the same Inyan, Mashenkin by Novi, even if it's a different Inyan. But v'ein medalgim minovi lenovi. If you have two different Nevi'im, like from Yeshua to Shoftim, you can't switch around. Over Novi shall Shnei Mosa do Medalgim. But the Novi of Shnei Trei Osa, each Novi is very short, there you're allowed to turn from one Novi to another Novi. Over Vado, providing though, Shla Yidlag Mi Seifa Seiflet Chilosai. You're not allowed like move backwards. You're only allowed to go forwards. But if you first want to land the Novi at the end of Trei Osa, then to come back to the beginning, that you're not allowed to. And there it's a Machlekes Achreinu if it means even Binyan Echod, or even Bechdei Shla Yifsek HaTurgumim. And the loch is brought down that if it's close by, then you're allowed to turn even backwards. But if it's not so close, then even Mitreyothar, you're not allowed to turn to go backwards, only to go forwards. Right, then the Mishnah says, after the Kohen Gadol finished laning these two parshas in Vayikra, the girl was a Torah, then they will make Galila on the Sefer Torah, or Manicha Bechekai, and the Kohen Gadol would hold the Sefer Torah in his lap. And he would speak out and say that you should know more than I just learned is in this Torah. The Chol Kach Loma, what do they have to do this for? Shulei Lohoitzi Lazal Sefer Torah. The people should not talk and say that the Sefer Torah was missing something. Because what happens now is after he finishes these two Pashas, now Baal Peh, outside, he says the third Pasha in Bamidbar. We'll soon see why you don't be girl, you don't turn the Sefer Torah to that place. But Rakol Purim is not allowed to. So the Yetzer is that he has to say it up there. So there could be lies. People will say bad about the first Sefer Torah. They'll think the reason why he didn't lay it inside is because it's missing. It's a possible Sefer Torah. So in order that people should not say that, the Kohen Gadol had to speak out and say, you should know, more than I just set out is written in here. Like really, no Sefer Torah is good. Just la locha, not let lay it inside. Now the Gemara asks why. Well, the Yetzer should become a good and karal up here. When it comes to laying the third parsha in Bamidbar, that the Kohen Gadol said by heart. Fred, the Gemara, what's so wrong? Let's move around the whole sefer and laying it then, like laying it economically true, make a new hefsek here, like make a new bracha. Even though before we said ein medalgin, that's joined one aliyah. But if you want to make two separate brachas, the chur should be mutter to be girdled the sefer to a new place. No, it's called Tircho de Tziburi. It's not nice. It's not nice to make the Tzibur wait while you have to be girdled Sefer Torah. Therefore, there's not an Eitzah to be girdled this Sefer Torah. For the Gemara, good, but for Lacey Sefer Torah Acharini, let's bring in a second Sefer Torah, though. For Likrei, and you won't have to be girdled, it'll be in the right place, and the Kohen Gadol will learn Pashas Bamidbar from the second Sefer Torah. We're afraid now that people start saying the reason why they brought a second Sefer Torah is because the first one was possible. So not to be Moitzi Laz on the first Sefer Torah, they did not want to take a second one. We have Shimon ben Lakish Omar, Lefi Shein Mevorchim Bracha Shein Tzricha. Because if you're going to bring a new Sefer Torah now, he's going to have to make another Bracha. So not to make a Bracha Shein Tzricha, we don't tell you to bring a second Sefer. Freddy Gemara, is this true? Only chashim lepagam are we choshed that there be a pagam that maybe you find something wrong with it. Like people will say, if you bring in a second sefer, people will start to say, you know why you have a second one? Because the first one is puzzle? Are we afraid of that? We fear that we do not like that. The Yomer of Yitzchak Navcho, that Rosh Chodesh Tevet is the middle of Hanukkah, Shechalius B'Shabbos. When Rosh Chodesh Tevet falls out on Shabbos. And what do we do then? Maybe Sholosh Torahs. You have to take out three Sefer Torahs, because there are three different parshas to learn from. V'Koyra Achas Min Yonah Shoyim. When we talk about the Shabbos of that Shabbos, the regular parsha, the Achas Shol Rosh Chodesh, and one Sefer Torah you have to learn the parsha of Rosh Chodesh, the Achas Shol Chanukah, and one Sefer Torah will end in a Siyum by the Avodas for Chanukah. So according to see clearly, you're allowed to take out three Sefer Torahs. And we're not afraid people will say, if you're using the second Sefer, that people start complaining and say, must probably be something wrong with the first Sefer Torah. You see, we're not afraid of that. People won't say it. So here on Yom Kippur, how come the Kohen Gadol doesn't have a second Sefer Torah to take out the lane from? So Gemara says like this, I'll tell you. Tlosa gavri betlosa sifri like a pagoma. If you have three different people, three different aliyahs, then we're not choshed to take out a different Sefer Torah. Then there's no pagam. Like each person learns from his own Sefer Torah. Then there's no shalom of bracha shein tzricha. Three different people, each one makes his own bracha. Then there's nothing wrong with it. Mashenkin over here by Yom Kippur, it was Chad Gavra, it was one Kohen Gadol that's learning the Sefer Torah. V'trei Sifri Kippagoma. Since there's only one person, the Kohen Gadol himself, that has to learn, then there's a problem. He that's learning the Sefer Torah, he's going to have to take out a second Sefer Torah, then we're afraid people will say, you know why he's taking out a second Sefer? Because there's something wrong with the first one. And then we're afraid also of a Baruch Hashem Tzricha. Since it's the same person, for the same person, it's not nice to make him make a second bracha. So that's why the Yetzer is to take out the third parsha, he taka lanes it balpeh, he doesn't lane him b'tzrich haksav, because he will have to take out another sefer, he will have to be girdle this sefer, tzirchu tziburu. To take out a second sefer, it's pegomai. People say maybe there's something wrong with the first sefer. Therefore, because of this, that's what the Mishnah says, the third parsha in Bamidbar, the Kohen Gadol says it balpeh. Then after he finishes laning, Umavarach Alea Shemaine Brochas. He says eight brochas after he finishes laning. Tana Rabbonin, Mavarachin Allah Torah, Kederosh, Mavarachin Beit HaKnesses. Like we do, but after the Torah, we say the Brochah Allah Torah, Ve Allah Voida. The way we make a brocha, that's the way the Kohen Gadol also said. Ve Allah Voida, Ve Allah Voida, Ve Allah Mechilasov, and Kitikun. Like we do also that Ve Allah Voida, but some of the brochas we say after the Torah. Then Allah Mikdash Rifliyatsmi made a special brocha for the binyan for the base of Migdash, be al kahanim a special bracha with the kahanim b'fnei yatsman set by himself, and al yisrael b'fnei yatsman, the al yishalayim b'fnei yatsman made a special bracha of each one of these separately on Yom Kippur. Then it ends off the hashar tefila. The last one was about tefila. Tana rabbanu, what like this? What does it mean hashar tefila? The end off is tefila. That means to say, Tachana, Rino, Bakosha, we say the Indian of Tachana, Rino, Bakosha, we're asking from Hashem, and saying like, Sha'amcha Yisrael, Tzrichim Livashaya, that Klai Yisrael needs your help. The Chosim, the Kohen Gadol, ended off, Bishamea Tfila. Rashi says, Zui, Sheyesh Broch Achas, Uboi Tfila, Tachana, Rino, Bakosha, Sha'amcha Yisrael. That the last Broch was like a Bakosha, that the Kohen Gadol does unto Hashem for Klai Yisrael. That's the way the Kohen Gadol finished off his avoid on Yom Kippur. Mekan v'yelach after this, Rashi that it means la'achas shegomar Kohen Gadol likra pashas bebrachseo. After the Kohen Gadol finishes laying the Sefer Torah with all these brachas, then the Gemara says mekan v'yelach after this kol echod v'yechad everybody maybe Sefer Torah metech beisa. He took out a Sefer Torah that they have in the house v'koraboy and used to read from the Sefer Torah. Lomo, how come? Why? Kodei laharois chazus l'rabim. To show how dear, how choshev the Sefer Torah is to everybody. Rashi says that maybe Sefer Torah mi beisel yazor and tresant. Everybody took out the Sefer Torah from their own house and brought it to the yazorah. Aye, how could they carry on Yom Kippur? So Rashi says the ksav this man liyom holds ain ira biyotzul yom kippurim. That there's no Easter right so on Yom Kippur machlekes nigemara. Inami Rashi says, Yerushalayim da'asaseh ninlois b'laylo ma'arvin es kulo. They were able to make an Arab around the whole Yerushalayim. So therefore the people were allowed to carry on Yom Kippur. So the people used to go home, take out a Sefer Torah from the house, and bring it to the Azorah, and everybody would learn from his own Sefer Torah. Why? Rashi says Laharas Chazusa Shasefer Torah, to show the niceness of a Sefer Torah. Vinoyu Diyom Amar Zekeli Vanveyu. He's no the fun of a mitzvah to Sefer Torah. No, but this is no. To have a nice Sefer Torah, so everybody wants to show off their nice Sefer Torah. But then the Mishnah says Parshas Hamilch. What about the mitzvah Hakel that the Melech had a lane Parshas Devarim? Kate said, how do we have this mitzvah? Moitzoyi Yom Tov Harishon Shachag. Moitzoyi of the end of the first day of Yom Tov of Sukkis, Bashmini, on the eighth day. The Marist Akash, what does it mean Bashmini? The Marist says it means Bashminis, the eighth year, which is the Moitzoyi Shvius, which is right after Shvius. Right after Shvius, the first Sukkis, after Shvius, that's when you have the mitzvah Hakel. Is oisin loy bima, used to make a special bima, shel eitz, made out of wood, the azor, in the azor itself. Vu yoshev oleho. And the melech would sit on it. Shenema, the pasuk says, miketz sheva shonim b'moyed. At the end of 7 years on Chag HaSukkis, that's when they used to lay in the mitzvahs of Hakel. Is chazana knesses again. The shamish was noitel sefer Torah, he took out the sefer Torah, v'noitel rosh knesses. Gave it over to the head of the knesses. Of the Beis Hamikdash, Rosh HaKnesses Nois Nolaskan gave it over to the Sagan. He was the second in charge of the Kohen Gadol. Then Vihaskan Nois Nol Kohen Gadol. The Kohen Gadol Nois Nol Melech. VeHamelech Oimed. Now he stood up the Melech. Omekabel, and he accepted the Sefer Torah. VeKorva Yosef, and he used to read the Sefer Torah sitting down. Before his mashma, the Kohen Gadol had to stand up, but the Melech, when he lay in Parshas Hakel, he was sitting down. And the Mishnah says it once happened by a griefus hamelech. He was a melech Yisrael. Rashi says mizaro shel hurdis, is like an eved. He was the last one by the churban in the Beis Hamikdash. Omar, he stood up the kibbul the kura oimed. He stood up, accepted the sefer Torah and leaned it standing up, not sitting down. The shavchu chachomim, the chom gave him a shvach. Mashmu was a nice thing that he did. See the Gemara why. But the geshegia, when the melech came, a griefus came to the pasuk. That you can't appoint a king that's an ish nochri, that's not a Jew, is Zolgu Ein of Demois, he started to cry. Because Agrippus the Melech, his father was an Eved. He was from Beis Hurdis. He wasn't a Jew both ways. So Omroloi, so the Chom said back, the Jew said back to the Melech, Al Tisyar Agrippus, don't feel bad Agrippus. Achenu Vato, you're our brother, you're our brother. So Rashi says, because the Pshat was Shema mi Yisrael. His mother was from Yisrael, but really his father was an Eved, and really he was puzzled to be a Melech. Like we'll see in the Gemara, really it wasn't right what they said. But the Mephayis seemed though to say, don't feel bad, king, you're allowed to be a king, you're our brother. Now, where does the Melech read from? On what's the mitzvah Hakel, the Kerem, Metchilas Elo Hadvorm, used to lane at the beginning of the Sefer Hadvorm, Ad until Shema, till Shema Yisrael, then Ushma Vohoyim Shemaya, then Aser Taser, Kitzchal Olaser, or Pashas HaMelech, then he would say over the Pashas of Tosam Olech HaMelech, or Brochus HaKlolos, Achegoyim Kol HaPasha. Until they finish the whole Pasha of the Brochus and the Klolos. That's what he used to lane. Notice he did not lane the whole Sefer Devarim, he only lane these Pashas in Sefer Devarim. Now, Brochus HaKohen Gadol Mevorach, after he finished laning, he used to say over the same brachas we had before by the Kohen Gadol. His bracha she Kohen Gadol mevorach, oison hamelech mevorach, oison ela she noison sharegolim tachas mechilas oven. Before by Yom Kippur, the Kohen Gadol said al mechilas oven, and here since we're talking about Chag HaSukkis, he make a bracha of mekadesh Yisrael biyazmanim instead of the bracha she mechilas oven she Yom Kippur. This was the mitzvah of Hakel that moitzoi shviyas. On Moitzoi, the first Yom Tov of the first Yom Tov of Sukkis, that's when they said Mitzvah Hakel. So the Gemara b'Shmini Sakadaitach, Sposh 8 means the 8th day. How could that be the 8th day? It says clearly Moitzoi Yom Tov Arishon. So it can't be the 8th day. So Gemara says Eima b'Shminis. What the Mishnah means is the 8th year. In other words, right after Shemitah, the beginning of the 8th year, that's when you have Mitzvah Hakel. For the Gemara b'Chol Hani Lomeli. Why did the Pasuk have to speak all these out clearly? It's Mikait Sheva Shonam B'moyit Shnas Chag HaSukkis. Why does it have to speak all these things out for us? Umar says, Tzricha. Dikost Rachamon and Mikait. Just would have said at the end of 7 years, Hav Amina Nimnu Mihashto. But this Pasuk from Mikait Sheva Shonim was said right over when he went into Eretz Yisrael. Rashi says, I would have thought to say now at the end of the 40 years, Shevarva Smoyev Nemru Parshazu. It was said over in Arva Smoyev. So maybe means 7 years from right now that you say Parsha Takel, even before they started to count the Shemitah. And the Gemara says, V'yafagav loy misrami v'shemitah. Even though Klai Yisrael did not start counting Shemitah until after another 14 years. After the 7 years of Kibush, the 7 years of conquering Eretz Yisrael, and then the 7 years of Chalukah, that's when they first started to count the Shemitah. So the halacha is you first have Mitzvah Hakel after the 14 years, then they first start counting Shemitah. So I would have, if they would have just said Miskeis Sheva Shonim, I would have thought it means after 7 years right away. And therefore, Kosar Rachmon is Shemitah. Torah says no. At the end of Shemitah, we have to wait till we first start counting Shemitah. 14 years later, they first started to count Shemitah. Now, the Kosar Rachmon is Shemitah, have a mean of the same Shemitah. I would have thought to say at the end of Shemitah, the end of the seventh year. Kosar Rachmon is B'moyed. Pasuk says no, the Yom Tov. Because Rachmana b'moyed, the Yom Tov, after the seventh year, have a mean of a Rosh Hashanah. I would have thought to say it means Rosh Hashanah. Maybe the Rosh Hashanah is also called the Yom Tov. Maybe it means the first Yom Tov of the eighth year.
Right, turn over.
Have a mean of a Rosh Hashanah, the beginning of the year. It's called the Rachmana b'chag HaSukkot. The Torah says clearly know that this Mitzvah Hakel is on Chag HaSukkot. Now, because Rachmon of the Chag HaSukkot have a mina filu Yom Tov Achron, maybe even the Shmini Atzeres, maybe even after the last day, might say the last days of Sukkot is when you have the Mitzvah Hakel. Because Rachmon of the Torah says, "No, bevoi kol Yisrael." When the whole Klai Yisrael goes to all the regal zayin,